Good morning, good morning, good morning. What an awesome praise and worship team we have. You know, the music, the pick of the music was right on today as far as where I'm headed. I had a message already, I thought, in the container and ready to go. It changed Friday. I didn't know where I was going until yesterday. So what I've got to say is not real long, but I know, if it's only for one person, it's worth it. But, you know, as long as you're in the Word, it's worth it for all of us. But the title of the message is The Father's Plan. I don't care who you are or where you are, God's got a plan for your life already. I was talking with, it doesn't matter, I was talking with someone the other day, and I said, you know, I've had a great revelation that's really helped me through my times that I've walked through, that before the foundation of the earth, He already knew me. And He already knew my today and my tomorrow, already knew it all. So why should I be too upset about anything, since I know it's going to be finished? Brad, I went up with Brad, St. Louis. He picked up a different car, sold his big gas hog truck, and picked up a different car. And we met a couple that was up there. What a joy it was. It was fun. But Brad was in the bank doing this stuff, and one of the people said to Brad, man, you're pretty laid back. And Brad said, well, what I've walked through, this is nothing. Well, then I was talking with a man outside, and without him knowing it, I know it, he said the same thing to me. You guys are really pretty laid back. And I said, I just enjoy my day. And anyway, met two people that, you know, may never see them again, but oh, we had fun. We were giving them a hard time, cutting up with them, and they couldn't believe, well, I mean, we was giving this guy a hard time about his car. And I don't think I've ever seen a car as old as this car is and as good a shape as this car is. He even, where you put gas in it, he even cleaned and waxed inside where you put gas in it. So that's the kind of shape it's in. So we was given, because it was so, you know, he pointed out a little chip on the hood. And I said, that's it? We are not buying it. But that comes from understanding God's grace. And I'm going to be spending, I don't know, the next couple of weeks. So many of us come out of the realm that you've got to do for God to be happy. You've got to for God to be happy. And I'm telling you, and I can't give you the revelation. God's got to give it to you. But we have got to get the revelation that God has forgiven you no matter what. It's a done deal. And I hope as we talk about this a little bit, and I've got a video that I haven't decided when I'm going to show it, but it's about 34 minutes, not very long, but it is so intense on the questions that we need to be asking about grace that I thought I can't do this as good as this man's doing this. I need to show this because, folks, we got to recognize how much He loves you. And if He already had me planned, me, this crazy guy right here, if He already had me planned from the foundation of the earth and already knew all that I was going to walk through before I even chose Him, and then even after I chose Him and didn't have any knowledge, the way I lived and my thought life and where I, things that, you know, to think that He's okay with all of that because He knew the outcome in the end. But see, He knew that. He knows the outcome. And the interesting part is, folks, God does not see, once you say yes to Jesus, God does not see you any way than perfect. Now, that's hard to understand. You say, but I've got to. No, if you said yes to Jesus and you believe He died for you, died for your sins, and resurrected, then God is seeing you as perfect right now. Now, that's hard to grasp because of the way we've all been. For the most part, everybody in here and by internet has been raised that you got to do. And a lot of the churches, you've got to go talk to the priest about your sins and all the stuff you did. It's not in the Bible. Because what's in the Bible is, I died for you. I took care of all this. This was my plan from the foundation. Now I'm going to be getting in a little bit of the Aramaic in here, which really helped me with understanding. I'm going to be reading out of the Passion Bible. You want to buy one that's fun to read. This is just, I just sit at home and read. You know, the old King James, thus and thou, oh, give me a break. This is down to our language. Plus, this particular translation has a lot of Aramaic things brought out to where it really helps understand. But I'm going to read from 2 down through 6. It says, "May God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives." Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all of our hearts. And in love, he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his love, he ordained us that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with unstained innocence. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. There is so much in those few verses that if you can just grab a piece of this, I don't care what your age is here, don't wander off and don't look at your cell phones and just stay with me just for a few moments. I'm not going to be very long this morning. If you can grab this at an early age, if you can grab this as an old fossil in here, I'm telling you, you can look back and go, why in the world have I struggled in life? When he's already got us. Doc and I were talking this morning. Some of the stuff that's going on in the world right now, as far as people, it's like selling the children and making children slaves and stuff. I cannot, that's a whole different wavelength. To even think that a person could use a child and abuse a child for gain, there's not big enough hell for that type of person. But yet the crazy part, now listen to me, if that person that's living that lifestyle gives their life to Jesus, all of that is forgiven. You say, well, that's not fair. We're not God. He didn't die for just whoever he died for everybody. And see, our place is not to judge those things. I don't understand those things and how anybody could even have that kind of a mindset, but I can't live judging that, or I'm not walking in the love that he placed in me, but yet I can't change any of that. God's got to change all that in me because he's got me. He's absolutely got me. It's so awesome to know. I want to back up and reread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from God. Every spiritual blessing. Now this, later it tells us that this is before the foundation of the earth. So all of this was already given to me, even though he already knew what I would do through my life and how everything would end. He still, the moment I said yes to Jesus, all of this come into my life that he already knew I was going to take. That he already knew I could use. That he already, it's already a done deal. And it says, wonderful Heavenly Father, it says, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. In other words, I'm perfect because of Jesus. Did I make a mistake? Not in God's eyes. Well, yeah, but if you do this and you do that, you'll reap what you sow. I didn't say that. We're going to while we're on this earth. If you choose, if you're crazy enough to choose to sin, even though you say, well, I'm forgiven, I can do what I want. Yeah, go ahead. You'll pay for it here. But you're still going to heaven. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, then you don't know the Bible yet. Because if what I do has anything to do with what he did, then it's me doing it. I am saved by grace. I'm not saved by me. You say, you mean you could go crazy and just be horrible and get into sin, and even though yes, but I don't want to. I have no desire to live in that sinful nature. Now, we all do things we don't mean to, but I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. See, I'm saved. I have the spiritual gifts. It's all taken care of. It's there. All because he sees us wrapped into Christ, that is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. To know, I mean, the songs we sang today, to know that he loves me that much, to know that he died for my sins, to know that I'm okay now, to know that I'm guaranteed to go to heaven, to know that all I got to do is open my eyes and just respond and be obedient to his thanks, the blessings will flow from me and touch other lives. See, our job is not to take care of us. Our job is to impart other people with what's in us. It's not about us. It's about people around us. I don't know what took place. We didn't talk about the gospel. We didn't preach to these people we were around. We just loved them. We just had fun. I mean, it was like, come on, we got to go home. We could have stood for another hour, couldn't we have, Brad? I mean, it was just that comfortable. Why? Because we just, whatever, this is cool. I'm good, you good, we're good. We covered every topic you could think of. Right down to Obama. Obama. Verse 4 says, And in love he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Listen to this. In the Greek, it says he chose us to be a word before the fall of the world. That's what it actually says in the Greek. He chose you and I to be the word. There's nothing more powerful than that right there. He wants you to be so comfortable in him. He wants you to be so relaxed in his love. He wants you to be so content in your life that no matter where you are or what your situation is, what comes out of you is his word. What comes out of you is him, because he is the word. What comes out of you, and not in force, not in, I've got to preach the gospel to people. I've got to. No, you don't. You just be who you are. You just be as crazy as you are. Because in everybody else's eyes, you are crazy. Because we're all different. See, nobody wants anybody to have their own opinion. If you don't agree with me, then you're wrong. Well, who said, wouldn't this be a terrible world if everybody was identical? Oh, yuck, yuck. Yeah, super yuck. Yuck. Ugh. It goes on, it says, because of great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen in the holy of his eyes with unstained innocence before the foundation of the earth, before the world fell. He said, all right, because of the sin that just took place in Adam and Eve, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to have me a group of people. I'm going to have them locked in, and I'm going to have them no matter what the enemy tries to throw at them through their life here on earth. You know, this is just a puff, what we're all living. Sometimes it seems longer than that, but this is just a compared to what's going to be happening. So during that time that seems forever for us, no matter what the enemy throws at you, we walk through it, and we come out the other side, and we're going to heaven. How awesome. I mean, why not be relaxed in life? Why not... give your opinion, but after that, let God take care of it. Connie and I got along so well because that's how we lived. She had her opinion, I had my opinion. After that, we just let things go. That's how it was for us the last 20, 30 years. It was like, whatever. You're weird. Yeah, you're weird too. But isn't it fun to be weird together? Because God already knew. He already knew on June 15th that she would pass away in 2000. Already knew that. The craziest year for this whole world plus me. But yet God knew, and he knows where I'm at now, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows everybody I'm going to be seeing tomorrow. He knows every place I'm going to be tomorrow. He knows all that's going to go on tomorrow. He knows everything that's going to happen. He knows when I'm going to dunk Dave down in the water and hold him forever and ever and ever. He already knows that. No. I already asked him. Now listen, I just had back surgery. You're going to have to help get you up out of that water. People don't weigh enough when they're in the water, though. It's just when you start coming out, it's like, ho, 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 come on. God already knew all that. It's just so mind-boggling to think. I don't know how long he's known the Lord, but the Lord knew that this would be the day. Already knew it. And already has something supernatural going to happen because of him taking the stand saying, I am dying to self and coming up new, and I expect you, God, to take care of me. Because that's what's happening. The old is going to be gone. That's what this represents. And that's all been planned already. I mean, it's a mind blower to me to think. Because see, what we try to do is we try to put God in the same category as we are. Like we know everything. We know why people think the way they think and why people do the way they do. Because we know. No. He knows. And he's got a plan in all of that. Goes on in verse 5 and 6 and says, for it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the anointed one. Back up there, the word adopt literally means, in the Aramaic, literally means to establish us. You've been established already. That's what the word just said, told us. You've already been not adopted, it's already a set deal. This is, you are mine all the while. If you follow and be obedient to my speaking and my talking to you and my influence to you, you'll just be blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. That doesn't mean you're not going to go through hard times that other people may bring on you. That doesn't mean that your mind may get in the way at times, but you're still blessed and you're 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 blessed until it's all over, and then you're with me forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. What an awesome thing to think about. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as your delightful children through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. See, it's his grace. And it's him flowing through you without us doing. He just flows through you, and his grace then it's represented. It's seen. You know, why do you have so much peace? It's because of him. Why do you have so much peace? It's because I've been through so much in my life, and he took care of me that this is nothing. It'll be all right. It'll work out. Everything will be okay. It's going to be okay. You got to get to the place in your life. Listen to me, young and old. You got to get to the place in your life where no matter what you're going through, you may have caused it. God's making a way out of it. But you've got to know that he's got you and you're going to be okay. Amen. But I made some wrong choices. There is no one that has not made some bad choices that caused some bad things. And not just to them, but to a lot of people. That's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean God has changed his love for you any. I don't understand it. But the Bible says that God is seeing you and I as perfect, no matter what I did. That's what it's, just these few scriptures tell us this. To understand, well, then that gives you, you can just do what you want. There's no way if you've got Jesus in your heart, you're going to do those kind of things. You may accidentally, and you may get involved in it and then realize, oh my gosh. But God knows all of this, and it's all part of building life and building character. But when you know God loves you forever and ever and ever, it's going to change your life forever and ever and ever. So that it was tremendous love that cascades over us, glorify his grace. For the same love, I love this part, for the same love he has for Jesus, he has for us. And then it says, the last of it, it says, and this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Don't get in God's way. If we'll just relax in him, he gets so much pleasure watching us walk through all of this. See, because he knows we come out the other side. He already knows where I'm going to be. He already has all of that. And just to think that I'm going through this stuff in my life and to think that he's going to get me through this. I really messed up here. Lord, I am sorry. And I thank you that you forgive me for this already. Help me just to keep marching on. I guess something I heard, the Bible tells us that when we're weak, he is strong. So many times we have built that like when we're broken, he's strong. That's not what it says. See, we're dependent. We are totally dependent upon him. It's like a newborn baby. That newborn baby is totally dependent on the parent. Totally. We have got to come to the place of recognizing I am totally dependent on him. And he brought the Holy Spirit to live in me, to walk me through. He knows when I have hard times. He knows when I make mistakes. He knows when the things that shouldn't have happened. But he still already knows where I'm. It's what it says right, these few scriptures, that's what it says right here. He already knows where we're going to be and what's going. So he's got me. Now, I'm not happy for some of my stuff I've done, but that's built character in me and other people. That's a part of what he's got. You say, would he bring that stuff on you? No, he gave me a free will. But yet he knew that I had enough of Jesus that I would walk through it and I would go on out the other side. And the more I find the power of his grace, the easier my days are from day to day. I have my moments, but my moments, I'm not standing that moment because I know he's with me all the time. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. Why do you need anything else? This too will pass. Connie's favorite line. And it did, and it does, and it will. Know that he loves you, folks. Know that he cares. And know that he'll never quit loving you. He'll never quit caring.